all-time high for border crossings. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The number of illegal immigrants entering the U.S. from Mexico hit the highest level ever recorded in a fiscal year. Fox's Christina Coleman reporting.
In the fiscal year of 2022, which ended just last month, there were more than 2.3 million migrant encounters with border agents. That's up 37% from the year before, according to Customs and Border Protection data. The increased crossings were driven in part by a spike in Venezuelans, Cubans, and Nicaraguans making the trek north.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris, who President Biden put in charge of the border crisis, speaking in Minneapolis Saturday about the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade.
Now we are seeing an intentional restriction of rights. What is that saying about the trajectory and the direction of our country?
Over a dozen states have passed or enacted laws since the reversal, acutely limiting or banning a woman's ability to get an abortion. Former President Trump, backing Texas Republican midterm candidates, including Governor Greg Abbott in his race against former Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke at a rally in Robstown, Texas.
The people of Texas are going to defeat Beto O'Rourke, a flake. He's a flake. He's a flake. You know, there's another flake. He actually had the name Flake, so that was easy. And we're going to keep Greg Abbott, a wonderful man, a great governor.
A Real Clear Politics poll shows Governor Abbott in the lead in the Texas gubernatorial race. Hurricane Roslyn, now a Category 4 storm, and is headed for Mexico's Pacific coast. It's expected to make landfall early Sunday. The Astros now up 3-0 in the ALCS after beating Gerrit Cole and the Yankees 5-0. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A federal judge ruling that relatives of people killed in certain plane crashes are crime victims. Fox's Samantha Liebman explains.
A federal judge ruled Friday that relatives of people killed in the crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX planes are crime victims. The Justice Department argued against it. However, a Texas judge said the crashes were a foreseeable consequence of Boeing's conspiracy, making the relatives victims of that crime. Boeing, which misled safety regulators, agreed to pay $2.5 billion, including $243.6 million in fines. And the Justice Department agreed not to prosecute the company. Virginia-based Boeing did not immediately respond to a request for comment. It's unclear what impact the ruling will have.
The highly anticipated Pennsylvania Senate debate between Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz taking place on Tuesday. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more.
All signs show that Dr. Mehmet Oz is closing that gap as he tries to convince voters that Fetterman is soft on crime. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, who Fetterman endorsed, could now be impeached, critics blaming his policies for a big surge in crime. One of the criminal reforms that Krasner put into place was called the Conviction Integrity Unit, which Fetterman had called groundbreaking and exciting. That unit, though, reviewed past cases and helped exonerate 32-year-old Jameer Harris. Harris was convicted of murder in 2012. But under Krasner's direction, he was released. Now Harris is suspected of shooting and killing 50-year-old Charles Gossett last month.
In college football Saturday, LSU upsets number 7, Mississippi, 45-20. Number 5, Clemson avoids upset, beats number 11, Syracuse, 27-21. Number 2, Ohio State trounces Iowa, 54-10. Number 9, UCLA loses to number 10, Oregon, 40-35. And number 11, Oklahoma State defeats number 20, Texas, 41-34. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.